This is episode 1670. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you here as you get ready to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you're going to discover an affirmation as you put closure on this year of 2018 and open yourself up to something brand new in your life. And as you consider putting closure on your year and the events of this year, your regrets, your aspirations, all that this year represented for you, I want to share with you some wise words of wisdom from C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis was a very highly noted British writer and lay theologian. He taught English literature at both Oxford and Cambridge University. He wrote such plays as The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and a lot of other series for children, including The Chronicles of Narnia. He included a lot of spirituality in his writings, and so meditation for you may be a spiritual journey, or it may be simply a way for you to calm your mind and body. But what meditation will do for you is provide you with more clarity, more peace. And when you have this clarity and this peace, you can focus more on what it is you want your life to be like. So here are some words from C.S. Lewis. He wrote, "Every time you make a choice, you are turning the central part of you, the part of you that chooses, into something a little different from what it was before. And taking your life as a whole, with all your innumerable choices, all your life long, you are slowly turning this central thing either into a heavenly creature or into a hellish creature, either into a creature that's in harmony with God and with other creatures and with itself, or else into one that is in a state of war and hatred with God and with its fellow creatures and with itself. To be the one kind of creature is heaven. That is, it is joy and peace and knowledge and power. To be the other means madness, horror, idiocy, rage, impotence, and eternal loneliness. Each of us at this moment is progressing to the one state or the other." So as you consider closure on your year and opening yourself up to something new in your new beginning, know that, as C.S. Lewis stated so eloquently, that now is your time. Now is always your time. The decisions you make, who you choose to spend time with, what you watch, what you listen to, what you eat, what you do, how you do it, it guides you to a higher aspiration of yourself, or it takes away from who you are. And so when you put closure on this year, think about what drew you away from yourself. And think about what uplifted you and brought out your best and finest qualities. And know that even now, every moment, every second is your time. You always make choices to guide you one direction or the other. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, the affirmation I encourage you to repeat every morning that you wake up is, now is my time. Now is my time. So calm your mind and your body and listen to where you feel a little unease in your life. And think about how you could shift that. What choices could you make to align more with who you are? And those areas where you feel strong and empowered, how could you continue to include more of that into your life? So repeat out loud in a strong voice, now is my time. Now is my time. And then sit in silence, reflecting on your time, this moment, now. You are so worth slowing down for.